This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, since the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, wallahi, we have had brothers and sisters within our community who have shone. On the other hand, we've had some brothers and sisters who have been totally brazen and carefree regarding the situation. It is this group of people I want to ask a question, and I want you to answer this question with your hand on your heart. If you were the vulnerable category, if you were the ones who are likely to die from this pandemic, would you still be as brazen as you are today? If your children were that category who were possibly going to die from this pandemic, would you be as brazen as you are now? But because it affects a group of people who have no voice in our community, many of them actually don't even understand how the coronavirus affects individuals. So we're brazen, we're brave on their behalf. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La dharara wa la dhirara fil Islam." You cannot harm yourself, nor can you harm others in Islam. Subhanallah, this is past harm. This is where we can possibly risk other people's lives. But because they've told us, ain't going to affect you, ain't going to affect him, because you are young and you have no underlying health condition, therefore we take liberties with other people. So we go, we chill out in the shisha lounges, we have social meetings, because ain't affecting you, but it affects B or C or D, who has some elderly parents or grandparents at home who die. And then we also endanger those who are working on the front line, the NHS workers, who are fighting to keep individuals alive, because you and I can't care. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records a beautiful story in the Quran. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is traveling with his army, and they come past the colony of ants. And one of the ants, they seize the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And he shouts out to the rest of the colony, "Udkhulu masakinakum," go back to your homes, because that is your safest place. Today, go back to your homes, because that is your safest place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that the concern that one ant had for its colony, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records this in his eternal book, the book of Allah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names the entire surah, Surah An-Naml, the surah of the ants. Why? Because one ant had a concern for its community. Brothers and sisters, what will be the reward of brothers and sisters who have a concern for their community in their time of difficulty? I will say here one final thing. I'm not saying don't go out. Go out. Go to open spaces. Spend time. You don't want to be cooped up in your homes all the time. But take the medical guidelines into consideration. Jazakum Allah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of humanity safe from this illness. Those who die from this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shuhada, the status of shahada. Barakallahu feekum. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.